Good afternoon.
Hello, how's everybody?
Good. Good. Sorry, I was muted.
So I see we have Tom and Nathan, it looks like. Is Pat on the call?
I just
No.
texted him to see, to remind him to get on here.
Okay. Should we give him a few minutes then, or do you want to get started?
Did he reply to you, Tom?
He hasn't yet. I just sent it to him just a minute or two ago.
Let's give him just a couple more minutes, then we can start.
Okay. Is there someone at the anchor location right now?
There should be.
Yeah, there should be. I don't
Okay.
know. I just sent him I just forwarded him the link, the Zoom link. It's usually resent, but apparently this time it was not, so kind of had to hunt it down.
Okay.
Thank So he should be, looks like Ashley just sent something, so he should be coming right on.
Okay, great.
Hey, George.
Hey, Betsy.
Are we waiting on somebody
Oh, ring
else?
on Pat.
I can't hear you, George. Can everybody else hear me?
I
Yeah,
can hear
we can
you.
hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Might be having some technical difficulty.
I think we can start this and then maybe
Yeah, I'm
add
fine
him
with
in
that. If...
when he gets here.
Yeah, not a problem. I just didn't know if you guys wanted to wait for him or not. So we can go ahead and call the meeting to order. Tom, do you want to do that as the chair?
Sure. We're going to call the meeting to order. I don't tell me what I need to do here.
Okay, that's fine. That's all you need to do. Would you like me to just kind of run through the agenda? I can run through the agenda if you want and just
Please
go through
do.
each one. Okay. All right. So Tom's called the meeting to order. And we have a quorum with two of the three board members, and it will include Pat if he's able to join later. Under the preliminary action items, we have the conflict disclosures. Those have already been made, and we have record of those. Are there any changes to those or additions that need to be made?
No.
No.
Okay. And so the next item is consider approval of the agenda. Does anybody have anything they want to add or remove from the agenda as presented?
Nope.
No.
If not, could we get a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the next item is public comment, but I don't see any members of the public on the call today. So we can just note that there was no public comment under item number three and move to item number four, which is our action items for today. The first action item is to approve the minutes from the last meeting, which was on October 22nd, 2025. Does the board have any changes they want to make to those minutes?
No
No.
changes or corrections.
All right. If that's the case, then could we get a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
I
And
second.
second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Next item is an annual administrative resolution. This is basically kind of a laundry list of annual things that need to be done to comply with statutes. Were there any questions about any of the contents of the annual admin resolution?
No
Not for me.
questions.
Okay, can we get a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Great. Then the next item is the main purpose for this meeting, which is the resolution accepting district eligible costs. And it's in your packet in draft form because there were still some things that we needed to get handled when we sent this out. But we do have the certification from both the engineer and the accountant now. And this is the certification is in, I'm trying to find the amount of $2,213,288.06. If that does that sound correct to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And as I mentioned, we do have both certifications from the engineer and the accountant. So, with that, and we only have the certification for the account or for the engineer attached at this point, but we will also attach the certification from the accountant prior to sending it for signature, which we will do right away here. Let's see. We have Austin from the Connection Group and Lauren from CLA. Do either of you have any comments on the on your certifications or the resolution?
No comments. Happy to take questions if there are any, though.
All right.
Do you have any questions?
No questions.
No
Okay.
questions from the CLA side either.
Great. Then is there a motion to approve the resolution accepting the costs?
I make a motion to approve the resolution accepting the costs.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we need to go over anything d during the meeting in terms of logistics to make sure that we get this is a oh, sorry. We're getting money from bond proceeds. Is that correct? A requisition from bond proceeds? And so, Lauren, do you have everything you need once we pass this resolution?
Yes, the only other thing I'd say we need to send to the bank trustee is Connection Group's final version. We currently have their draft, so our version that you have is also a draft certification. But I would say as long as these amounts that have been approved don't change, we plan on officially signing pending the final version from Austin at the Connection Group.
And if I'm understanding correctly, Tom and Nathan, we need to have this taken care of before the new year. Is that correct?
As soon as we can. We're shooting for the end of the year. So if that was today or tomorrow, that would be great. I don't
Okay.
see any changes coming. Austin's done a great job going through, breaking everything down, beating me up on some stuff, and we've kind of come to an agreement on a few things. And as far as I know, last week the numbers that he turned back, we were in agreement with. So we're good here.
Okay.
Yeah, on my end, I have it queued up to send the final version as soon as it's approved, pretty much. So.
Great. And Lauren, do you need a signed copy of this resolution?
As far as I know, I don't think so.
Okay.
I know that usually with the final version from the Connection Group, we get the signed application, which I believe Tom usually signs. So as long as that's included, that's all I need. Tom has signed everything that I need.
Okay. Great. All right. So that's approved, and it just sounds like we're going to be able to get everything taken care of here in the next, today or tomorrow. So the last item on the agenda is the resolution adopting district bylaws. The reason we're asking our boards to adopt these bylaws is that the auditor for the state of Utah has been looking at special districts and kind of rating them based on certain criteria. And one of the criteria that they've been using is whether or not the districts have adopted bylaws that cover certain items that are covered with these bylaws, particularly items related to financial controls and ethics, procurement, and those types of things. And so that's why we're asking our boards to adopt these by the end of this year. So, as you looked over them, did you have any questions or comments about any of the bylaws?
No questions.
All right. Could we get a motion to approve the resolution adopting the district bylaws?
I make a motion to approve the resolution adopting the district bylaws.
I
Great.
second
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, sorry. One item I missed when we adopted the annual admin resolution is that one of the items is to set meetings on a quarterly basis, which again is something that the auditor, I think, has been looking at. It's something we need to do in order to approve payments and finances for the district. So we're recommending to our boards that they meet quarterly. The resolution tentatively has January, April, July, and October. And then November, if needed, for these meetings. Is there a time and like a particular day, like the third Tuesday or something like that, that we could put in here tentatively as a placeholder for those quarterly meetings?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's yeah. We can. I mean,
We can always
one could.
change them if something comes up and we
Yeah.
don't have a quorum. But it's good to have something on the calendar at the beginning of the year so that people can plan around them if that's, as much as possible.
Okay. Tom, what's good for you?
That's, I don't know. Well, I'm looking here. We got what we're wanting to hold one in January, but yet we're having one here on the last day of December. So it kind of doesn't make sense. But I guess we can temporarily push that back. So maybe we'll stay
Well,
the fourth week, the fourth
we could.
Tuesday or the fourth, but it's something like that. I don't know. I'm fine with pretty flexible. What do you think,
Yeah,
George?
we could also change. Right now, these are all the first months of each calendar quarter. And maybe it makes sense since we're meeting in December here to change that to the last month of each calendar quarter. Would that maybe make more sense for everybody?
And
Yeah,
George,
that'd be fine.
so I think the reason why January is on there is to approve the end of year financial for this past year. So every quarter for every district that has issued debt, there was a suggestion. I think it came from CLA, from Shelby, that we do a quarterly report, or at least have the boards the next month or the following month approve the quarterly financials.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, Betsy. So let's keep it those months. And should we just try the fourth Tuesday at 2?
Sure.
And then, like I said, we can be flexible, and if something comes up, we can reschedule for those. All right, so we'll make that correction to, or that addition to, I guess, the annual admin resolution. Betsy, anything else we need to cover or anybody else?
Nothing for me.
Just want to remind everybody to make sure you do your training. That's items 5A and B, and there are links there on the agenda to the websites with the training on them.
Thank you.
And if there's nothing else, we could get a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. It passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, George.
Thanks,
We'll
guys.
talk
Thank you.
to you soon. Bye-bye.